I didn't want to do one of the questionnaires straight up, but I can definitely tell you a little about what turns me on and sort of scavenge some questions from other people's posts and questionnaires. As far as celebrities go, I don't have any particular fixations, except this one voice actor. And he did the voice of Reshi in the last two books of the last Werewolf trilogy. So that would be Tallulah Rising and By Blood We Live by Glenn Duncan. These are my favorite werewolf books ever. They are much more literary and have more of a point than just the violence and sex, but the violence and sex are in there and are done very well. Anyway, this voice actor, oh my gosh, hearing him say anything just about really turns me on. And I'm not that way for most. I like voices moaning and sighing and all of those things, but he can say anything. There was a phrase he repeated quite a bit in By Blood We Live, and I think it's the first line from Child Roland, just a poem. He says, "He lied in every word." It played through my head for like weeks afterwards. I still wake up in the morning sometimes with, "He lied in every word," going through my head. Books and literature in general are one of my biggest loves and certainly get me hot. So I'm a big consumer, I guess you could say, of written erotica. Charlotte Stein is one of my favorites. And one of my favorite stories from her is called Telling Tales. And it's about this group of people who were friends in college and wrote these stories together, and there was tons of sexual tension. And they get willed a house by one of their professors, and the setup is kind of Scooby-Doo, because it's apparently creepy. And I love the narrator. She is awkward and wonderful and so real sounding. Oh, she's just a blast. And so there's little bits of stories all through it and some really, really sweet romantic bits involving books. And so there's two men in the story, and one of them is very tall and quiet and pretty repressed, for at least as far as you can tell. Ooh, and she stumbles on some of his fiction. And boy, he really wants to be dominated by some women. Oh, and his need and embarrassment, and then him sort of falling in to himself and who he is. I'm getting wet just talking about it. That really turns me on. Janine Ashbluss is another one. She writes some amazing fantasy erotica, I would say, as in fantasy fiction. There's mythological themes. She's written about Gorgons and a Minotaur. Oh, wow. That was really good. And just an entire novel, which is set in the world after it's sort of been taken over by magic. And, oh, she's got a lot of the power exchange dynamic down. And though she hardly ever writes with women on top, once in a while she does. And in general, the exchange is still hot. So one of my favorites of hers is Wildwood. That one I really adore. It's just has lots of my favorite things. Forests and nature and wicked fairies. I love wicked fairies. Unsafe fairies, let me put it that way. A lot of the fantasy that I like is a little bit on the darker side. Sinister is a very attractive word for me. When I'm thinking about settings. Besides literature, and believe me, it could go on, but for those of you who aren't interested in books, you must be so bored. Anyway, huge turn-ons for me are intelligence, the way that it grabs my attention and sharpens my focus on whoever is expressing it. That definitely works for me. And then, sincerity. Oh my gosh. Genuineness, honesty, all of those things are a huge turn on. And I would say I definitely have a thing for kind of the geeky, awkward guys. Oh. You could trace that back, I suppose, to my first boyfriend. I think I was all of 9. But I had just transferred schools, and while all of the rest of the boys in the class were, you know, just determined to throw rocks and generally try and make my life a living hell, whenever I would get around this boy, he would just melt. Like, his knees would literally go weak, and he would become sort of incoherent. He just couldn't even really talk. And I think that definitely stuck with me. Later, I also ended up in a prep school, which is wonderful if you like intelligence, because I was surrounded by really smart people. And lots of them were very nerdy, and clearly there was some imprinting going on, though I don't think I realized it at the time. At the time, I probably thought I was into bad boys or some other stereotype. And I'm not going to tell you about my very first lesbian experiences, because they're way too young. They're still really young is the one I'm going to tell you about, but this is the one that first sort of confused me, because I was growing up in this world which was very heteronormative, and so I just, you know, I must be hetero, right? I had to be straight, because everybody was straight. Of course, they weren't, but I just wasn't getting a lot of exposure to anything else. A dear friend who was living with us was giving me a back rub. And we had talked about various ways that we liked it, and she really liked it soft, and she wanted to demonstrate for me. So she was stroking up and down my back with her fingertips, and she was directly over me so that she was leaning in and leaning forward when she would get up to my shoulders, and then she was breathing on the back of my neck so that she would pull back and then put a little weight on me while breathing on the back of my neck. And I got really turned on, and I didn't know what to do with it because I was just sort of surprised. I think I sort of pulled away and went off to my room, but that was one of the first experiences I had when I was of an age to, I don't know, discern anything, I guess, about my identity. I do love sort of geekiness in general. And oh, one of the other things that definitely gets to me is when someone is putting their trust in me and they don't really entirely want to, or they're not comfortable with it. I was at work once and I was returning a jump drive to a coworker. I mean, this is so nothing, boring stuff. And I was just teasing and I said, okay, now put out your hands and close your eyes. And he did. And the look on his face was, I mean, he was so clearly uncomfortable, but he was still trying it, and it felt like I got kicked in the solar plexus. I shuddered all over, and thank God his eyes were closed. And that shocked the hell out of me, because I totally wasn't expecting that reaction from myself. So, that definitely does it. So now I'm going to choose to embarrass myself on purpose. One of those questions somewhere along the way, I think, was, do you watch porn? So besides, and, you know, if you do, what do you like? Do you have any names of particular porn stars? And I realized in that moment that it's definitely been a dry spell, because I could think of quite a few names. First, not because I'm absolutely in love with her work, but I really respect what she's done as a businesswoman. I really like Jessica Angel. And I also have this special place for her because I'm convinced that I saw her in the airport when I was flying out a couple of years ago. I was in line waiting before TSA or some horrible checkpoint. And there was this woman, and she looked, was this little woman with brown hair. And I looked at her and I was like, God, she looks so familiar. And then I figured out who she was, and my mouth just dropped open, and I know I was staring at her, and I didn't say anything or try to talk to her. I mean, I can't even imagine running up to somebody going, oh my God, I love your porn. Will you sign something for me? Let me pull it out of my Powerpuff Girl backpack. Because I always look so mature when I travel. So I like her. And then for their actual work, I like India Summer a lot. I really like what she does. And Logan Pierce. Ooh, he is definitely one of my new favorites. He has a wonderful smile and great big eyebrows. And it's been fun watching him get better and better at what he does. And he definitely has that slightly uncomfortable, geeky quality. Those are a couple of my favorites. I also like Marcus London and Seth Gamble. More of Seth Gamble's newer work. He's definitely, I think he's got his 10,000 hours in. They say you have to do 10,000 hours worth of work to achieve mastery. And I think Seth Gamble has finally begun to achieve his mastery. So those are some of my favorites.